In the passage of the river, the castle occupies a narrow spur of confluence on the left bank of the Couze Bavin. In 1225, the Dauphin of Auvergne gives up castle and seigneury to the Lord of Champé in exchange of the possessions of this last one. The main attributable vestige to the Dauphin is a narrow circular dungeon raised at the top of the spur. After the intervention of King Philip Auguste, the circular dungeon comes from a model which spreads throughout Auvergne after 1212. A rampart, following the outline of the rock, bounded a low court. By 1450, a main building built inside the surrounding wall is represented in the armorial of Revel. There seem to be elements in overhang of the square of the church. The rock was cut again to accentuate the stake in defense. In the second half of the 13th century, a second main building with residential housing is built below the rock. It was probably ordered by the new lord of Saint-Florent. The quadrangular housing, built leaning into the rock, stacks two vast arched rooms of diagonal ribs and very enlightened. We reach the room of paintings by a door opening under a broken bow carefully sailed. This room is l'aula, which is a vast room of splendor, endowed with 8 bays, covered with a remarkable vault of diagonal ribs in 12 radiant districts. The decoration divides up between the sculptures of caps supporting the nervures and the paintings created between 1364 and 1370. The painted decoration is identified in 1862 by the artists d'Auvergne and Maioli, and then used on the decoration of the church Saint-Autremoine d'Issoire. It is the only French representation of a version of the Tristan et Iseult novel, and more widely, the vastest evocation of a novel of cavalry, which was the preferred subject of the laic financiers of the second part of the Middle Ages. 11 paintings, separated by modillions, are partially kept on the high part of 3 walls, as well as some legends draft in French prose. On a red sky background, done in a fresco, the stage setting of the fights, which is made in the tempura, uses realistic details and ventures off on the perspective. The north wall illustrates the fight of Branner le Brun, who is the knight of the Round Table, and of the terrible Carados. On the superior register, Palamède helps Tristan, who was lashed by the riders of the Morgaine ferry in the precarious forest. Stylized trees that are all unique symbolize it. Developed on vast plain surfaces, the composition also adapts itself to spaces restricted by vaults and splays of bays. On the south wall, it is exactly the case of the Seine du Berger, which is the famous Tristan and Iseult's famous meeting area near the castle of King Marc. At the end of the Middle Ages, there is a district that is developed between the river and the rock around the pastoral chapel. The chapel is the current parochial church that was reconstructed in the 19th century. The plan of a surrounding wall can be still located, largely due to the alignment of the houses built next to each other. Then the village develops on both sides of the river, up to gardens, orchards, and circular dovecotes with conical roofs.